You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back in the morning show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you guys so much hanging out with us. We'll get to Allie's Mac drop in just a second. Also got a Top 5 Tuesday, sports-related, coming up at 7:40 for Life of Squid. So that'll be a lot of fun to get to. I don't know, man. I don't know if you're nervous. You probably should be. And I know that you've put a lot of work into it, a lot of research, so it'd be hard to rebuff. No.
There's always...
It sounds like your top five will be less opinion-based and more fact-based.
I think that there's a lot of... When I look at it, there's opinion that definitely can creep in. It's because some of the numbers that I gathered are very close. And remember, I don't know if I can give away the actual topic yet to everybody, but not everything is created equal. Even when you're talking about, like, if this was a top five music, which it's not in sports, but top five music, and say, like, not even you can say that with bands, because some bands are together for 70 years, Rolling Stones. And some bands are together for 15 years, you know? Mm-hmm. So not all of this. I think that's where a lot of opinion seeps in. But to me, it's based on numbers. It's based on, the eye test, which I hate. But when people say the eye test.
I was going to say, dude, you better be careful. I know you are not a proponent of the eye test.
And all those things. So it's just kind of all encompassing. Also, the reputation.
Sure.
Of what it was.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So it's all encompassing.
Allie, well, do you feel like I feel like he's like setting himself up a security blanket?
You know, it's interesting because I just don't think you realize the criticism that is about to come.
I can't wait. I am not a stranger to the criticism. I mean, pretty much everything I say is criticized by some. So bring it.
Well, and it sticks around because it was literally a couple days ago. I heard someone call into Andy and Randy talking about the Outcast list. So,
yeah,
well,
like the smell getting in your nose,
but
just lingers.
The Outcast one is almost a you should have known better because there is our generation. Looking at you, because I think we're close to the same age.
Uh-huh.
Our generation grew up. No matter what music you liked, if you didn't like Outkast, then there was something wrong with you. In this city, we grew up like just. I mean, that was our. That was just a connection there.
100%.
Yeah. This group filled Centennial Park 3 days in a row, and I got lucky enough to be there the first night, that Friday night of that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it was one of the greatest concert experiences, if not the greatest that I've ever had.
Yeah. I do want to pivot real quick. Let's talk about NFL schedule releases before we get to Allie's Mac drop. And I think that when you look at yesterday, the news comes out, obviously the Week 16 doubleheader, you get Philadelphia against the Commanders and Green Bay at Chicago to face off with the Bears. That's Saturday, December 20th. And I don't think we can bring that up without pointing out the fact that that is also going to go head up with the college football playoff in those roles. That is jarring, I guess, for some people.
It's
eye-opening. I don't know, contentious. It's weird.
Did you ever watch Silicon Valley?
Yes.
Do you know when was his name what's the guy that had the home on the house? What was his name?
Oh, the guy from Deadpool.
Don't know, never watched it.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but it was
the
like
redhead from Deadpool.
Just long for the ride.
Yeah, anyways, his character, they're doing a negotiation skill, and he pulls out a part of his body and drops it on the table and says, "This is what we want." Boom. And as like a tool, they this is who I am, dropping the gauntlet. And the NFL has done that 2 years in a row with college football.
Yeah, and the NBA.
If you think you're going to play on our day, and guess what? When your regular season is over, we take over Saturdays.
Yeah, I also think that this is such a bigger topic here and now in the South, in the Southeast. When we talk about college football, obviously it's bigger here than it is pretty much anywhere else in the country. So I think it's much more of a massive topic when we look at it and we say, "Whoa, the NFL is going ahead." Like, I don't think most people in other, NFL markets or NFL demographics are that worried about it. They're just like, "Oh, okay, cool. We'll just have two TVs going." But us, I feel like it's like, dude, you fully expect your squad in the SEC, whoever it is, fill in the blank, to be a part of this. And you also, would like to watch some NFL football. So it is curious that these two commodities don't come together more often and say, let's do what's best for everybody. It's like, nah, everybody, hey, you're on your own, dude.
Ehrlich Bachman is T.J. Miller's character's name there. Thanks, Dylan, for T.J. Miller. What I guess I would tell you is what matchup are they going to put out there that's not going to top college football? Because college football, we are in a college football region, city, state, whatever. But most places, it's not. Now, maybe you could schedule Jacksonville and the Texans, but, even in Houston, that's going to get a good pull. So the NFL is just basically, we don't make decisions based on what college football does. And it's actually...
Nor do they need to.
And it's actually obtuse of us to think that they should.
I agree. I completely agree with everything you're saying. And look, there's a lot of people that, and I know one of them, he races with us on Tuesday nights most of the time, that is like, dude, I'm kind of out on college football right now. Like, they're going to have to get a handle on what's going on because he's starting to veer towards the NFL because we've said this before, and I've made the statement, it is the fairest league in the world. Like, the parity in the NFL, the salary, the hard salary cap, everything else going on with it is the fairest league in the world, and it grabs people's attention. You have to win the right way in the NFL. You can't buy your way to the top.
It's kind of easy to be out on one sport when your new team now in that other sport is a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
So
I don't even want to. Yeah, I'm so sick with him about that. I don't even talk about it. One of our buddies just decided to start watching the NFL, and he's just an Eagles fan.
Allie,
just an Eagles fan. He just won the Super Bowl. Like, how can you? Like, what? I don't even. Yeah, okay. That's another story for another day.
You talk about the chemistry. If Mike can't sleep, I don't sleep, or vice versa. Well, the other night, like, I went in on a group text on this guy, and then and Mike just, like, literally, I said something, our boy defends himself, and he's a great guy, and he defends himself, and then I opened the thread, and Mike's like, whammy! I was like,
tired of your mouth,
and I just started laughing, and Amy's like, what's so funny? And I'm like, I gotta tell you, and then she's like, yeah, I don't care.
Real quick before we get to Allie's Mac drop, reminder, all 7 international games are expected to be unveiled at some point today on Good Morning Football. We'll keep you guys posted on all the latest with that. Also, ESPN's going to reveal one game on its schedule today. CBS tomorrow on CBS Mornings, and Netflix will also, somehow be announcing a game. However Netflix does it, which they obviously do things a little bit different, but it is what it is, man. We'll try to keep you guys updated on the latest. But, Allie, you got something for us today.
I do. So we're calling today Oopsie Tuesday. We'll see if it sticks. It's
Oopsie
a working
poopsies.
Title.
Oopsie poopsies. As my daughter says, oopsie poopsies.
Oh, that's so cute. Well, Amazon, it can be kind of tricky sometimes. We've heard cases of people ordering too much stuff or getting the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And this is truly the top example of this. If you're a parent, you have to empathize with this. This single mom, her name is Holly. She's from Kentucky. She was completely shocked when $4,200 was gone from her account. $4,200.
No.
And payday had just hit, and that was completely wiped out.
Oh, my God.
That $4,200 charge was for a boatload of...
No.
Her 8-year-old.
Are we talking about, like, dum-dums?
We're talking dum-dums.
How much for dum-dums again?
$4,200.
Well, that's a lot of dum-dums.
So her son, Liam, he's 8 years old, and he wanted to buy some suckers for his class. So he was putting it in the cart. And he's estimating about 30 kids in his class, right? So two problems there. He didn't put it in the cart. He hit buy it now, and he bought 30 cases of dum-dums. 30 cases, which equals 70,000 lollipops.
Dude.
And Amazon told Holly that she needs to refuse the delivery when she noticed the charge. When is the last time Amazon has knocked on your door?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, never. Tell them not to. My things say, it still says it from 4 years ago, sleeping baby, do not knock. I will kill you.
Well, you can put special delivery...
I guess before it gets there, you could probably go in and change some things.
Do you have a message for this delivery? And maybe you could put, make sure you knock on door. And
well,
then I can tell you
how
you're
big
rejected.
Do we think the package is for 70,000 dumbbells?
Is this a big box? Big boxes?
Well, it's no. There were 30 cases, 30 boxes on her doorstep because she did not put in the special delivery. Thankfully, though.
She's getting a pallet outside her door.
Bro, yeah, straight up forklift off the back.
Thankfully, Amazon did eventually work with her, and they refunded her the $4,200. And now she is donating the suckers to basically anyone.
So they let her keep the dum-dums, and they gave her money back.
Yes.
Wow.
If you do want to see what 70,000 dum-dums looks like, I did tweet it out from @929MorningShift. But I have to imagine this happens to parents all the time. Their kid just gets into the phone, and they order something.
I got to tell you, and it's it is what it is, but if I have to fall on the sword, I'm filing fraud charges on my kid. I'm like, bro, I'm going straight to American Express and be like, I don't know. It was stolen. Well, I have no idea.
It's almost like the opposite of when you've heard about parents in the past opening up credit cards in their kid's name.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, I want to do it the opposite.
Yeah.
My kid has been fraudulent on my card.
Bo, I got a quick question for you. I know we're a little ways away from this. But how mad on a scale of 1 to 10 would you be if Porkchop accidentally ordered, like, let's say, like 50, like, T-bone steaks by accident?
I wouldn't be mad. I would be mad. Hold on. I would be irate. But then, because you know how many 50 T-bone steaks cost if they're quality steaks?
You don't bought a cow.
But then I would say, well, I guess Big Bob and Squid is going to go order a bigger deep freezer because we're going to freeze these things and we're going to eat. And guess what?
That's a whole cow.
Guess what?
What?
Her and I will be sweating a T-bone every night until she either is a vegan or she
or
loves,
she's the meat woman.
Yeah. Well, the meat lady. And I don't know. I don't want my daughter associated with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My bad.
It
my
is
bad.
Only
poor choice of words. I'm sorry. Poor choice of words. I'm very sorry.
Anyways,
poor
choice of words. But I'm glad she got her money back.
I am too. But of all things, I think about, you know, Wordle makes me do those CAPTCHA things. Yeah. Why would Amazon not make you authenticate somehow $4,200?
Hey, especially on the buy now.
Well, there's got, maybe
you can put a pin on it. I think
maybe you can set a limit, or maybe the card. What she needs to do is put it on the card that if any purchase a certain amount before it goes
through. Shout out to her card company for letting a $4,200 charge go through.
Like, yeah, good for you, Holly. You've got
also,
good credit.
I lost like a year and a half of Wordle stats. thanks to a random where like reset everything and I couldn't get back in. I'm very up. Don't
pour one out.
Yeah. When's the last time you had it?
You should have some sympathy for that as a fellow wordler.
I when you break a streak like that, it is upsetting. But yeah. It's not the worst thing.
You know what's funny? And just to wrap the bow on this whole thing, where I go to get my kids' haircut, they give the kids a dum-dum on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, you know, that's such a cool gesture. It probably cost them literally 2 pennies.
Right.
I don't know. I'm trying to do the math.
Or $4,200.
I was going to say. But if it's $4,200 for 70,000, how much does that come down to per dum-dum? Do we know?
We're going to have to work that out during the break.
Somebody work the figures on that. We'll figure that out. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. And it's my favorite topic. It's the offensive line. We're going to tell you how that offensive line gets even better this year for the Atlanta Falcons.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.